Hi, we're looking back on August 11, starting with a couple of memorable Beatles moments. In 1966, John Lennon apologised for the whole Bigger Than Jesus thing.
We meant more to kids than Jesus did, or religion at that time. I wasn't knocking it or putting it down, I was just saying it.
2 years later, the Fab Four launched Apple Records. The first Beatles single released was Hey Jude. Do you remember this? It was in 1984 that US President Ronald Reagan jokingly tested a microphone with these words. Lucky it didn't lead to a major international incident.
I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Eric Carmen tops the August 11 birthday list. The lead singer of the group The Raspberries went on to have the solo hits All By Myself, Make Me Lose Control and Hungry Eyes. Wozniak turns 70. The co-founder of Apple Computers says the desire to invent things came to him very early.
I think it all starts in elementary school when you're very young, because by the time you're about 20 years old, your personality is settling in for life.
Remember US wrestler and actor Hulk Hogan? He's 67.
I've got all this, I've got this with me, and I've got all my Hulkamaniacs still intact.
Singer-songwriter Joe Jackson turns 66. Great songs, Real Men, Steppin' Out, and this.
Is she really going out with me? 'Cause if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here.
And Aussie actor and Hollywood superstar Chris Hemsworth is 37 today, best known for playing Thor.
The God of Thunder!
Finally, and tragically, we lost brilliant actor and comedian Robin Williams on this day in 2014, aged 63.
Wonderful stuff, you know? Little things like that.
Yeah, but those are the things I miss the most.
Remembering Robin Williams on August 11.